Hi there, my name is Brett Statham, and welcome back to the Azure DevOps video series. And this is the last video in the series. We're going to take a look at, now that you've got your web applications running up in the cloud, how can you make sure that they're going to perform to your specifications? And load testing is a great way to do that, but doing load testing with your own resources requires a lot of resources. So in this video, we're going to take a look at how you can run your load tests up in Visual Studio Online and take advantage of the cloud to spin up all those test agents for you.
Welcome to Load Testing with Visual Studio Online. This is the fourth and final scenario in a series of videos around Azure DevOps with Visual Studio Online. In this video, we're specifically going to take a look at load testing your web applications using Visual Studio Online. You can get a copy of the files for the slides and demos that I use in this and the other videos in this series. They're all up in a GitHub repo, and you can grab it using the links there on the screen. Now, first of all, I'd like to mention that the things that we talk about in this video do require that you're using Visual Studio Ultimate. Web performance tests and load tests are Visual Studio Ultimate features. All the other videos you could do with non-Ultimate editions, but this one does require Visual Studio Ultimate. But the basic workflow is that we're going to start out in Visual Studio Ultimate and create what's called a web performance test. And I can actually record that in the browser and just navigate a website. And as I do that, it'll keep track of all the URLs that I hit. Now, I could just run that myself, but that wouldn't really create much of a stress test against a website. So then what I'm going to do is create a load test. And I'll have that load test run that web performance test as if it were multiple users. Now, the problem with doing that is that it's going to consume my own machine's resources. If I really wanted to stress test that website, I'd want to have a bunch of users hitting that, and I'd have to go set up physical machines on my own network to act as those testing agents. And that's really where Visual Studio Online comes in. We're going to be able to create this test settings file that tells Visual Studio to actually send our load test instructions up to Visual Studio Online and let it run it for us, leveraging resources in the cloud, so I don't have to set up those physical test agents. That's really cool. Then we'll actually run the test in Visual Studio Online, and once it's done, we can even download the performance data and view it inside Visual Studio for analysis. So with that said, let's jump over and dive into a demo. All right, so I've got the web project that we've used in the previous two demos open here in Visual Studio. And the first thing I could do is go to File, New, Project, and because I'm running Visual Studio Ultimate under test, I'd have this web performance and load test project template available to me. And you could actually do it that way if you wanted to. I'm instead going to use the existing test project that had my unit tests in it. And if I right click on that, I can just come down to add, and you'll notice that web performance test shows up as one of the file types that I can just add in. So when I do that, it's going to create this web test object for me, and you'll see that it actually just automatically opens up Internet Explorer with this web test recorder panel open here on the left-hand side. Now, if you try that yourself, make sure that you read the instructions in the demo, but you'll see that you have to enable the plugin inside or the add-on inside Internet Explorer. And so to do that, you jump up to here, come down to Manage Add-ons, and you'd want to check to make sure that this Web Test Recorder 12.0 Helper and Web Test Recorder 12.0, both of those add-ons need to be enabled. And if they're not, you could pick them and then enable them down here. But anyhow, it's working for me. So then I can just jump in and go to my website. That was Azure DevOps Demo Web.AzureWebsites.net. Now that's the web application or website we had created in the previous demos here. But I'll go ahead and hit that. And I see that I hit the home page on that. And as soon as I did, notice that that URL got recorded for me over here on the left-hand side. I could then start to navigate through this site following other links on it. So let's say I go to the About page. Now, if I were a regular user, as I was browsing this site, I wouldn't usually be quickly jumping on links. I'd be looking at the page, seeing what was there, and then as I decide I need to, I'd then follow another link and move off to that, and then I'd interact with that page to some extent, and then for this demo, I'll just return back to the home page, right? But I could continue to navigate through this site. Notice that as I do, it's keeping track of the various URLs that I hit as I go. Now, let's say that in this case, I'm done. This is just a general site sort of performance test here. So I'll go ahead and stop this web test, and it closes IE up, and it brings me back over to Visual Studio. I've got this webtest1.webtest file, and yes, you can rename them. I'm not going to worry about it. But you see now it's actually looking for dynamic parameters. What it's doing is actually running the test again and looking for things that were different, trying to find dynamic pieces of URLs. For example, if this were maybe me hitting a data entry form, the URL might actually include the ID of the record that I was editing or deleting or inserting or viewing or something like that. And so it actually looks for those dynamic components and can help you create tokens that you can then maybe bind up to a data file or something like that to drive dynamic tests. In my case, it's pretty static, so I'm not going to worry about any of that stuff. So now if I come into this, I can click on any one of these URLs. And if I actually look in the properties window, you'll notice that there's this think time. Now remember, as I was recording this, I mentioned that you wouldn't usually click rapidly through the site. A user would interact with each page as he moved through it. And so this think time is a representation of how long I sat on each page sort of before I moved on to the next one. And that's going to help this test sort of more closely mimic, you know, how an actual human might progress through that site. So that's pretty cool. And if I wanted to, I could actually just run this test right here in the browser. And so that's, in Visual Studio. And that's going to simulate a single user rerunning those step tests. And you'll notice then for each one of those results, I can come in, I can see the request objects and the headers and cookies. I can look at the response and see the actual results that came back, et cetera, for that test. And that's interesting, but that's really just one person hitting the site at a time. If I really wanted to do a stress test for this website here, I want to actually simulate this being run by a bunch of users simultaneously. So that's where load tests come in. To create my load test, I'll perform similar steps. I'm going to right-click on my unit test project over here, and again, add a, instead of a web performance test, this time I'm going to add a load test. And this wizard pops up, and I'm going to step through this wizard. On the scenario page, I'll just call it my general load test or something like that. And remember those think times. By default, it's going to use those as sort of a seed value for a random distribution of think times as it runs these tests as multiple users. You could have it use exactly the think times or to just completely ignore the think times. I'm going to leave it at the default. I think that gives it the most natural result. And I'll next on through that. And it says, okay, well, what do your user loads look like? Is it going to be a constant 25 users at once? I'm going to change that. I'll come in and say, how about you start out at one user every 10 seconds, increment by another user up to a maximum of 20 users. Right now, this admittedly is not a very heavy-duty stress test. I want to keep the demo lightweight so that I can get through it without consuming a bunch of resources. But you could see that you could set this up to be thousands of users and that you could increase them much more rapidly than that. So I'm going to leave it at this and go on to next. Now, I only have a single test that I'm going to run, so I don't really need to worry about which test gets run by which user because each one's going to run the same test. If you had a bunch of them, though, you might want to think about ways that it's chosen which test is going to be assigned to each test agent. And there's a variety of different distribution models here. I'm going to leave it at the default, just going to next. And then I'm going to add in the single web test that I have. Now you'll notice that there's some other tests that show up here, and those are the unit tests that were in this test project. And that's kind of why I wanted to demo it this way, so that you could see that you could run tests other than just web performance tests inside a load test. But I'm going to pick just my web test one and add that over and say OK. And since that's the only test that I'm running, it's going to run 100% of the time. I'll go on to next, and you can see that if you were running this test locally, you could actually simulate different network connections from the users that are, or the virtual users that are running in these test agents. If you're running in Visual Studio Online, however, at this time, only LAN is supported. So I'm going to leave it at just that and go on to next. You can, however, simulate different browsers. So it just defaults to IE9. I'll click on add to add some others to simulate here. And then you can even play around with those distributions. You could say, well, maybe most of your users run 10, and then after that, maybe it's Chrome, and then maybe after that, it's Firefox or something like that. So you can play around with these different distributions down here. But I'm good there. I'll go ahead on to next. Now, because I'm running this website in an Azure website, I can't actually collect server-level performance data. I've mentioned that earlier. At this time, we don't support collecting server performance counters from an Azure website. I hope to see that change in the future, but for now, you can't do it. If, however, you had your own server, you could install the Microsoft Monitoring Agent and actually collect performance data off of that, etc. In my case, I can't do that, so I'm going to just move on to next. And lastly, I'm going to set the duration on this guy to run for 2 minutes. Again, just to keep the demo lightweight. and I'll hit finish. And so now it's created this load test for me. So now I can actually run that load test right here on my own machine if I want to. So I'll go ahead and click this Run Test button down here. And it's going to kick off this load test, and I can sort of monitor it as it goes here. Now that's actually going to take 2 minutes, so I'll just wait a few seconds here for the performance data to start showing up. And in fact, remember I said I was going to start out with a user load of one user. That's this red line down here. And then every 10 seconds, I was going to bump it up another user, right? So I can sort of see that number of users increasing over time. And as that does, I can sort of monitor how it's affecting the other things like my page times and the number of errors I'm getting, et cetera, back from that. But at this point, I'll go ahead and pause the video and we'll resume when it's done. All right. My test is complete, and so I get this great summary page. It tells me about sort of what my average page times were. I can get some general performance information coming back. You can always jump back and look at the graphs, etc. But that ran here on my own machine, and it consumed my CPU and bandwidth, etc. And if I really did want to stress it with, say, 20,000 users or something, a single machine wouldn't handle that. And so I'd have to go out and find other physical machines in my network that I could sort of enlist as test agents in this load testing scenario. And I don't want to have to mess with that. And I don't have to. If you have Visual Studio Online and you have a Visual Studio Ultimate MSDN subscription, then you can actually do your load testing up in Visual Studio Online. So the first thing I need to do is come back over to my solution. And I'm going to add in a new folder just into the solution itself. And I'll just call it Solution Items. And into that, I'm going to add in a new kind of file here. I'm going to add in a new item. And from test settings, it's going to be this test settings file, and I'll just call it local.testSettings. Now, I mentioned that earlier you could create specifically, you know, file new project, load and web test performance projects. If you had done that, it would have created this file for you automatically. Since I kind of backed into it, I had to make this myself. But so here's this test settings file, and I'm basically going to tell it, hey, instead of running it locally or using a local test controller, run it up in Visual Studio Online. So I'll hit that and then just simply say apply and then close. And now I want to make sure that from the test menu under test settings that I pick that test settings file is the one to use. So I'll browse in, there it is, and say open. All right, so again, if you'd created a web performance and load test project specifically, that wire up would have been done for you, but it's pretty easy to do and I've got it set up now. And so now, if I were to go back to my load test again, I could now run it up inside Visual Studio Online. So let's do just that. I'm going to click on the Run Load Test button again. But this time, notice it looks a little bit different. Here I see it's connecting and initializing through my connection up to my Visual Studio Online account. It'll take a little bit of time for this information to show up, so I'll pause the video periodically to let it catch up. I can see here that it's going to be using 250 of my 15,000 virtual user minutes for this load test. So if you did this a lot, it would start to consume those, and you may find that you have to purchase additional load test minutes. But once it starts running, it automatically flips over to the Graphs tab. You can always jump back to Details to view these entries if you want to. But from the Graphs tab, I get something similar to what I was monitoring if I ran this test locally. But instead, in this case, it's going to be downloading performance data from Visual Studio Online to keep us abreast of what's going on here. Now, remember, this was a 2-minute test, and at this point, I'm already, you know, 26 seconds into it here. This purple line, there's my user load. So it started out at 1. Every 10 seconds, it's bumping up by another one there. So I can see that go up. So it's basically the same test that was running here locally. It's just now leveraging Visual Studio Online for those load test resources. That's fantastic. Now, again, I'm going to pause the video here and let this test complete. Great. Well, my test is done. I see the performance chart. I could also jump over and look at the throughput. There it is. And then lastly, I can actually download a copy of the report from Visual Studio Online and import it into my own local copy of this project. And once I do that, I can view the report and notice that I get exactly the same kind of report as if I had run that locally here in Visual Studio myself. Great. Well, that wraps up this demo on load testing your web applications using Visual Studio Online. In fact, it wraps up this entire series. So again, a few go-dos here. If you haven't watched the videos for the other scenarios in this series, please go do that. If you don't have access to MSDN, one great way to do that is through BizSpark. If you're a startup creating software or apps as a primary part of your business, you may qualify for BizSpark. You can sign up at BizSpark.com or feel free to follow with me directly, and I can try and help you get an enrollment code to get right into the program. If you don't have an Azure account, you can create a free trial, or if you're an MSDN subscriber, make sure to go in and activate your MSDN Azure benefit. And then lastly, go to visualstudio.com and sign up for a Visual Studio Online account. If you grab a copy of the slides, there's a ton of great resources in there. In fact, I've mentioned this a few times, but my teammate Jeff Faddick has a much more intense continuous delivery with Visual Studio walkthrough. If you want something a little bit meatier than these demos that sort of give you a broad picture, jump into that and have fun with it. And then lastly, remember I mentioned that this is the last in a series of videos. We started out with an overview of Azure and Visual Studio Online. We came back in and looked at creating dev test virtual machines up in Azure. We talked about setting up continuous deployment with Visual Studio Online and Azure websites. We saw how to monitor your web applications using Application Insights. And then finally, in this video, we looked at load testing your web applications using Visual Studio Online. I hope this was informative to you and gives you some great ideas about how you could start to leverage MSDN, Visual Studio, Visual Studio Online, and Azure as part of your dev test and DevOps workflows.